亲爱的弟兄姊妹，新年快乐。
Dear brothers and sisters, Happy New Year to you.
今年是第一次在这里，在这里传讲神的话。
It's my first time to preach God's words at the beginning of this year.
新年有没有新希望？
Do we have a new hope for this new year?
我们的希望不是在新年上面。
And our hope should not be upon this new year.
我们的希望乃是在主的身上。
However, should be on our Lord Jesus.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
For those already in Jesus, is a new creation.
所以每一个人都是新造的人。
Every single one that created by God is a new
creation. 新造的人永远有新的盼望。
And this new creation always have this new hope.
如果我们的眼睛仍然看今天，
If our eyes still fix on today,
你没有希望。
You don't have hope.
如果说我们看我们的主耶稣，
If we fix our eyes on Jesus,
他是伟大的新人。
He's that great new man.
他也呼召我们这一班新人。
He also called us the new being.
新的恩典。
And the new grace.
新的怜悯。
And new compassion.
新的认识。
And a new understanding.
新的经历。
A new experience.
新的祝福。
A new blessing as well.
我们今天来到主的面前。
And today we ask, we come before His face.
我们仰望神最大的祝福临到我们身上。
And we ask for the greatest blessing upon us.
我们来看几段的圣经。
Let's read a couple of Bible scriptures.
第一段在约翰福音第二章。
Book of John chapter 2.
我们从第一节念到第十一节。
Verse 1 through 11.
我相信大家对这一段圣经非常的熟悉。
I'm pretty sure that you all know these Bible scriptures very well.
但是我们不是要讲这一段圣经。
But our focus is not only on these scriptures.
我们要从这一段圣经的里面来看见怎么样告诉耶稣。
Through these scriptures that we know, we want to find out how we can tell Jesus.
好，我们一起来念。第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里。耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席，酒用尽了。耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们没有酒了。”耶稣说：“母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。”他母亲对佣人说：“他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。”照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可盛三盛水。耶稣对佣人说：“把缸倒满了水。”他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说：“现在可以摇出来，送给管筵席的。”他们就送了去。管筵席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有摇水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来，对他说：“人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了，还摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。”这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。第三节这里说到酒用尽了。
And verse 3 says the wine was all gone.
耶稣的母亲对主耶稣说，他们都没有酒了。
And then the mother of Jesus Christ said to Jesus, "We have no more wine."
这是整个故事一个转捩点。
And that is the turning point of the whole story here.
当他们有难处的时候，
when they have difficulty,
他们不是转到这个管筵席的那里。
And they don't turn to the person who is in charge of the ceremony.
他乃是来到主耶稣的面前。
But instead, they turn to Jesus Christ.
耶稣的母亲对主耶稣说：“他们酒用尽了。”
And the mother of the Christ tell Christ that the wine was already drink off.
而把这一件事情带到主的面前。
And then bring this affair to Jesus Christ.
所以整个筵席有一个非常大的改变。
And now starting from then, the ceremony start to turn.
所以今天我们要学一个功课。
And today we need to learn this task.
当你生命一切的酒用尽了。
When every single wine of your life has been gone.
这个酒用尽说到你生活中一切的难处。
And this wine speaks about all the difficulties that encounters you.
可能你觉得说你的能力已经用完了。
You might say that I have used all my strength.
然后你的智慧聪明已经到了尽头。
And I have already pushed my wisdom to a limit.
或者说我的难处已经大到一个地步，我没有办法承担得住。
And maybe the difficulty has come to a point that I cannot surmount.
可能你的婚姻或者说你的家庭、你的孩子已经到你没有办法去应付、去面对的事。情况当中
maybe it's the marriage or a family or your children that to a point that you're just helpless.
我们很多人就到这些婚姻家庭的中间，婚姻的这个 counselor.
Maybe a lot of time we come to see a counselor regarding to our marriage.
这个越去谈问题就越大。
So maybe the more you speak of, the more problems arise.
所以有的人就说，这个特别是那个 counselor， 他因为听太多了。
And a lot of times we say the counselors, they have heard so much.
他说每一次这个病人一来，他就把这个耳塞就塞住。
A lot of times they refuse to listen to other stories that are being told to him.
他自己说他自己问题已经够多，你还要把问题给我。
And the counselor would say, I already have enough problems to deal with myself, so don't add more to me.
真的，今天我们每一个人都有很多的问题。
Yes, we have to admit that every single one of us have a lot of struggles and issues.
还要把别人的问题加在我的身上，我就更有问题。
Yeah, but adding more issues to on our own, it's just going to cause more trouble.
但是有一位耶稣基督。
However, there's a one, Jesus Christ.
他说，不管什么样的问题难处。
He said, regardless how difficult or how struggling it is.
你不要小看主耶稣啊。
Don't look lightly upon him.
主耶稣不像我们。
And he's unlike us.
我们是有限的。
And we are so limited.
主耶稣是无限的。
And he is infinite.
你来到主的面前。
So when we come before him,
就像这个玛利亚一样。
And just like what Mary did.
真的，你如果你想设想，如果你是在那个环境的里面。
And just put your foot in that shoe.
如果你是一个管筵席的那个人。
And you're the person in charge of the ceremony.
这个大家都非常欢喜快乐的时候。
At a very joyful moment.
哦，他可能还很威风的。
Maybe he was very proud of himself.
哎，把那几桶这个酒拿过来。
Bring out all the wine to me.
这个仆人就说管筵席的，实在很对不起啊。
The servant told him, oh, sorry.
哇，今天客人多得很啊。
We have so many guests, more than our expectation.
所有预备的酒全部都喝完了。
And we have used up all the wine that prepared.
如果你是管筵席的，你怎么办？
And if you are the person in charge, what would you do?
很可能你开始在那里找这个借口。
You may come think about all the excuses that I can think of.
哦，你可能会去找这个家的主人。
You may turn to the host instead.
什么？我不是告诉你叫我预备多一点呢？
Maybe start complaining that I asked you to prepare more.
怎么预备这么少
？Why do you only prepare so few？
甚至有时候，怎么把这个请帖这个送的那么多
？Why do you invite so many guests？
哦，可能有各种各样的这个借口，这样的问题。
Maybe you will come up with all the excuses.
但是玛利亚做了最智慧的抉择。
However, Mary came up with the best wit solution here,
把这个问题带到耶稣的面前，
which is to bring the problem to Jesus Christ.
我们再读第六章。
Let's also turn to chapter 6.
这也是大家很熟悉的一段圣经。我们从第五节到第十四节。
From verse 5 to 16.
耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。腓力回答说，就是二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对他在这里有一个孩童带着五个大饼两条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？耶稣说，你们叫众人坐下。原来众人就坐下，数目约有五千。耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人。分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。 他们便将那五个大麦饼零碎的，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说：这真是那要到世间来的先知。在这段圣经的里面，说到他们看见实在有许多的人。
In this paragraph, it talks about a lot of people there.
如果是你，我就想到我以前做这个夏令会的总管。
And it kind of reminds me of me in the past as a person in charge of the summer conference.
特别是我在台湾刚刚出来侍奉主的时候。
Especially the time that I just came out of Taiwan.
最后他看我刚刚出来嘛。
And then at the moment,
他们就把这个饭食的这个责任交给我。
They saw me just came out from Taiwan, so they asked me to get in charge of the food.
那个时候几百个人的这个饭食要我去管，我真的是头痛。
And the food for a couple hundred people is a pretty hectic thing.
那个时候不是像我们今天这么方便了，什么一叫都可以带过来的。
back then it wasn't as convenient as it is today.
那个时候要到那个台北一个非常大的菜市场去买菜呢。
I had to go to those, the market in Taipei to purchase all the goods.
我就跟一个道弟兄一起做这件事。
So I went there with another brother named last name Zhao.
所以每一天都三点钟就要爬起来。
So every day I got to get up around 3 o'clock in the morning.
哇，那个时候平常都不是那么早起来的。
I hardly woke up that early.
所以到那个菜市场，我真的不知道怎么。往什么地方去都不晓得。
And just getting there in the morning market, I didn't know where to go.
可以说那一段是最痛苦的一段时间。
And that was the most bitter and sorrowful experience.
那我就想到在这里有五千人以上。
But here it talks about more than 5,000 people.
男人有五千呢。
And only for men, for males, there are more than 5,000.
加上这个妇女孩子。
Plus of the kids and the women.
只要加一个就好了。
Maybe just add one more.
最起码都有一万，对不对？
And then it will become more than 10,000.
如果是每一个家庭都带一个孩子，减一半。
If every single family has a one kid.
12,500.
That'll triple that.
哇，这么多人的需要。
So that's a great need.
你怎么去面对呀？
How would you face and confront this?
最后他们这些门徒也不知道怎么办呢。
And all the disciples didn't know what to do either.
但是主耶稣确实要试验他们。
But Jesus here to give him a little quiz.
主耶稣说：“你看看这些人呐。”
And then Jesus told them, "Look at these people."
他说：“我们从哪里买饼给这些人吃啊？”
How many bread we need to buy for these people?
这个腓力他也是，我相信他很聪明。
And Philip was very smart.
这个他的数学一定不错的。
And he must be very calculating.
他说就是二十两银子，我不知道二十两银子今天是多少啊。
And he talked about the 8 months worth of wages.
他说叫他们个人吃一点也不够啊。
And that cannot even be enough for a little bite from.
但是在这里看见这个西门彼得的兄弟。
But a brother of Simon Peter,
Andrew, 就是安德烈。
Which is Andrew.
我不知道他哪里来的智慧啊。
And he was also clever.
他就去找看看，哇，有一个小男孩子。
And he was searching around and found a couple boys.
哎，他就把这个五饼二鱼带到耶稣的面前。
And he guided those boys before Jesus. And
你有没有想过
？And those boys are carried 5 loaves and 2 fish.
这个小男孩。
But have you thought about these kids?
可能在他一生里面从来没有想过。
I never thought in their life.
会看见这么大的神迹呀、
啊！Would personally experience a great miracle.
这个五个饼两条鱼
，and 5 loaves and 2 fish，
能够供应12,500个人的。
Would able to sustain the needs of 5,000 people.
哇，真的是不容易、啊。
That is not an easy task.
我相信那一天受感动，或者说在他一生里面受最大影响的就是这个小男孩。
I think those among all those people, the boys were struck the most by the miracle.
虽然圣经没有记载啊。
Even though the Bible did not record this,
我相信这个小男孩到处都要讲这件事。
And I believe that these boys will grow up preaching all these stories.
他说我那两个五个饼两条鱼变成这么多这么多啊。
And then they would talk about the five loaves and two fish turn out to be enough for 15,000 people.
所以有的就猜说那个十二篮子到底给谁啊？
And then, so all the 12 baskets, how do we do with them?
你们猜谁?
So who will carry these 12 baskets?
哦，人家说十二篮可能是十二个门徒。
And maybe speaking of 12 disciples?
但是我猜可能是这个小男孩。
So I guess maybe the boys are carrying the 12 baskets of leftovers.
因为是他把这个奉献给主。
Because the boys originally offered the five loaves and two fish to the Lord.
你为着主所摆上的一定会得到回报。
And what you offer will be received from God.
在这里我们看见本来是很少的。
From here we see out of so few resources.
经过主的手的祝福。
However, through the blessing from the hand of Jesus Christ.
少变成多。
The few become more.
我们在读哥林多后书第十二章。
Let's read 2 Corinthians.
我们读第七节到第十节。
Chapter 12:7-10.
又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于至高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役，要攻击我，免得我过于至高。为这事，我三次求过主。叫这次离开我，他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。”你有没有为着你的软弱
for your weaknesses,
在那里欢喜快乐
Have you ever enjoyed being joyful for your weaknesses?
你有没有为着你的凌辱
Have you ever for your insults?
或者说逼迫极难
Or hardships or persecutions?
还要在主面前感谢
And give thanks before our Lord.
我从来没有感谢过
I've never done that.
特别是你有问题的时候，你会不会说感谢赞美主给我这么多的问题
？Especially you have so many problems, would you give thanks for all these problems you have?
你会不会因着别人轻看你
？Will you when people despise you?
哦，配为主受羞辱。
And then say, oh, I want to bear the shame for the Lord Jesus.
我们总是说这个人怎么这么不识相
？A lot of times we will despise those people too.
不认识我是谁。
And if they ignore us,
我记得有一次有一个牧师啊。
I remember once there was a pastor.
就有一个弟兄就称他说某某弟兄。
And then a brother from the church would just call his name, brother so and so.
这个牧师就说我不是弟兄，我是牧师。
And then he said, "Don't call me brother so and so. I'm the pastor."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的主耶稣被称为弟兄也不以为耻。
And then even Jesus Christ, don't worry about being called as a brother.
你看保罗在这里，他因着领入极难问题，软弱他为可喜乐的。
And then even Paul here, going through all the hardships and challenges, difficulties and persecutions, and he still find the joy.
有一天早上
，and one morning.
我醒过来的时候
When I woke up,
我就想到很多的问题
I thought about so many problems just came to my mind
教会的问题个人的问题家庭的问题
And then there's church problems family problems and also personal issues
还有弟兄姊妹的问题
Also brother sister's problems
哎，我在那里思想的时候我说怎么这么多问题、啊、
And I was thinking about it I was just so troubled with all these problems
我说我再有两个头脑也不能够解决这些问题、
啊。Even though I had another brain or so, I don't think I will be able to solve these.
这忽然就忽然就让我看见一件事。
All of a sudden, that the Lord revealed something to me.
后来我，你有没有发现圣经怎么产生的？
Do you ever think about how the Bible comes to be the existence?
我问弟兄姊妹，旧约一个，新约一个，最碰见最多问题的是谁？
And throughout the New Testament or the Old Testament, who is the person that encountered the most difficulties?
旧约问题最多的是谁？
From the Old Testament,
啊？谁？
摩西
，OK。
He was Moses.
有没有人？有别人？谁？大卫。
God.
大卫跟摩西的问题哪一个多
？David and Moses, who has the most problems?
这个摩西的儿子有没有去反对摩西
？And the son of Moses come object?Moses?
啊！哇，有一天我读到亚沙龙去追溯他的父亲。Absalom.
Absalom, yeah.
亚沙龙。
Yeah. Absalom to.
他去追，就追杀他的父亲大卫。
Okay. Absalom goes after to try to kill his dad, David.
大卫实在是非常爱亚沙龙。
But however, David loved his son very much.
他心最痛的就是亚沙龙要篡他的位。
And what hurts him the most is that his son is trying to dethrone him.
你有没有想过你一生在那培养的儿女
？Have you ever thought about it for you spend your lifetime to raise your kids?
他对付你。
And it turned out to be your enemy.
那个心实在是非常的痛。
And you know that that is piercing pain in your heart.
我想我讲我自己个人，可能你们也都听过，因为我这个讲过，有时候不都会忘记哈。
So a lot of things that I've mentioned that I even forget too.
这个我女儿很小的时候。
When my daughter was young.
这个他们才好像是读初中的时候。
While she was in a junior high.
我就是有一件事情，可能不知道是一件还是几件事情，就跟他们谈。
And there was a couple of things that went through our life.
他就说 ，Daddy。
And she came and called my name.
This is America. This is not Taiwan.
And then they just try to teach me that this is America. This is not Taiwan.
哎，我心里面好难受。
And I feel very bad.
我说没有我先来，你怎么可能会来这里？
Yes, without me being here first, how could you be born here?
会讲几句英文就开始要。
那个
时候真的我心里面好伤痛。
And don't think you can speak some English, and now you can start to teach me.
他说这不是台湾，这是美国。
And then yeah, this is not Taiwan, this is America.
我就想到亚沙龙这样子对付他的父亲。
And then it also reminds me of David's son, Absalom.
甚至要这个大卫真的是受许多的羞辱啊。
And David was very embarrassed.
你有没有？这些都是旧约和示美。旧约里面有一个叫示美，在那讥笑大卫。
Oh, it was a crazy person that was laughing at David.
A crazy person, that's right. 你看谁杀死哥利亚
？And who killed Goliath?
哥利亚是非利士人最高最大的一个军人，一个军人。
And Goliath happened to be the general of all the armies.
这以色列军人一看见这个哥利亚的，整个心都软了，这个脚腿都软掉了。
Whenever enemy sees of him, you know they will be all like trembled and scared.
但是大卫一来。
But when David came,
他说这个是谁？这个未受割礼的，他说竟敢辱骂耶和华的名啊
！And they said, how could you insult the name of Jehovah?
他就用那个弹弓啊，那个叫不叫弹弓？甩石的啊？甩石机
？Was a grinding machine?
甩石。
Oh, it was like I.
这个把割礼亚打败了。
Yeah, and then just struck him down.
整个扭转以色列的这个军心呢。
And really turned the story and turned the tide of the war.
哇，这个大卫应该是被高举才对。
Yeah, David should be raised up by then.
但是那几个妇女在那怎么说？
But what did the women say back then?
她说大卫杀死万万，扫罗杀死千千。
Yeah, they were all blaming that David has killed 10,000 and Saul has killed 1,000.
就是这么一句话。
And just for these words,
本来大卫是被高举的。
And as David is supposed to be lifted up,
却被称为扫罗一直要追杀的一个人。
Ended up to be a person that Saul wants to persecute.
所以他的整个命运改变了。
And his fate changed starting from then.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我后来发现。
And I discovered later on,
当我读诗篇的时候。
Once I was reading the hymn,
诗篇写最多的是谁？
And the psalm, you know, which person the psalm features the most?
我就发现许多的诗篇都是在苦难当中写出来的。
And a lot of psalms are written in the atmosphere of the sorrow.
他被追索的时候。
And when David was persecuted and chased
around. 他被追到一个角落里面。
And then he was chased to an end of the world, a very
corner
place.
真的是进也不是，退也不是的情形。
Has no place to go, what to do.
他在神的面前呼喊。
And then he cried to Lord Jesus.
这个呼喊成为我们今天的诗篇。
And this cry becomes our song.
这个苦难成为他最大的益处。
And that sorrow becomes his joy.
所以圣经怎么说？大卫，耶西的儿子大卫，是合我心意的人。
And the Bible said David,And he is a person to my mind.
因为大卫所经历的苦难比别人还要多。
Because he has experienced the most tribulations and trials, more than everyone.
他所遇见的问题比别人还要多。
And he has encountered all the problems and more than anyone.
但是每一个难处。
But within all the difficulties,
每一个问题。
Every single problem,
都带到耶稣，带到神的面前。
We're brought to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你读诗篇的时候，你发现一件事。
So once you're reading the book of Psalms,
哦，前面都是这些我的急难，我的痛苦，我为什么？甚至他自己在那里埋怨自己。
And all the themes are involved around the sorrows and the problems they had.
他说：“我的心啊，你为什么在里面忧伤啊？”
And I said, "Why my heart sorrows?"
因为他实在没有人可以讲话。
Because he had no person to turn to.
但是他在那个急难的当中，他不知道怎么办呢。
But within all those trials and tribulations, he didn't know what to do.
但是你后面开始又有点转变了。
And later on, there was a turning point.
然后呢，他就开始赞美神了。
And then he started to praise God.
这就是诗篇。
And that is a song.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And dear brothers and sisters.
从极大的苦难当中。
From all great trials and tribulations,
产生最真实的生命
arise the true life.
受苦有益，谁写的？谁说的这句话？
A sorrow one day will turn to benefit. Who said that?
这谁说的？啊？大卫。
Yeah, it's from David.
受苦是与我有益的。
And sorrow becomes benefit to me.
你回想在新约的里面，问题最多的，碰见问题最多的是谁？
So then we were talking about Old Testament. What about New Testament?
彼得、约翰、雅各还谁？
Was it Peter? Was
问题
it Jacob?
遇见最多的是谁？
Who has the most problem?
保罗。
It happened to be Paul.
给保罗最大难处的是哪一个教会？
And which church gives the most problem to Paul?
Cover City, St. Gabriel.
Is that Cover City or St. Gabriel?
谁？
Corinth.
Corinth.Corinth, 哥林多教会。
Corinth, yeah.
你有没有想到？
Have you ever thought about this?
教会，哥林多前书跟后书。
And the Bible divides the First Corinthians and the Second Corinthians.
都是教会最大的问题。
And talks about the great problems out of church.
这个保罗所受最大的痛苦就是从哥林多教会出来的。
Yeah, what boggles his mind the most is all the church problems.
怀疑他的使徒职分呢是从哥林多教会出来的。
And talking about the challenge of the positions of the servants are out of this Corinth church.
后来有时候想一想，我们所面对的这些教会的问题真的是太小了。
And then now we should be pretty happy with what we face every day.
这个保罗所面对的哥林多教会的问题真的是太大了。
And then the problems out of Corinth church happened to be so bad. So
甚至保罗都说,
even Paul said,
他说连外邦人都没有犯这样的罪，你却是在你们中间发生了。
Even Gentiles did not commit sins like this, but it happened around you.
哦，他说你们弟兄告弟兄，还是告在那些不信主的人面前。
And then you happen to accuse one another, and you do that in front of strangers.
他说你们还中间还有娶继母的，这个实在是罪大恶极。
And then he said, how shameful are you that you marry a stepmother?
但是当我回头的时候,
but when we turn around,
我就想到,
with
最宝贵的,
we see this great precious,
所有的书信,
and all the letters,
都是因为有问题而 把这个问题带到神的面前。
Were written and offered up to God due to all these problems.
我相信在那段时间,
and I believe during that era,
大卫所流的眼泪最多的就是为哥林多教会。
And then Paul shed his tears the most for the church of Corinth.
他的膝盖跪的最多的就是为着哥林多教会。
And he knelt the most just for the purpose to help the church of Corinth.
从这里我的有一个观念就改变了。
And from that, my perception changed.
我从前害怕问题。
And yeah, I used to try to fade away from all these problems.
我从前逃避问题。
I try to escape and flee from these problems.
但是当主把这两个人摆在我的面前。
But when the Lord put these two characters before me,
我有一个新的态度。
I have this new attitude.
我们中文的题目叫什么？
And what is the theme in Chinese here?
基督徒的另类生活,
the principle of Christian life.
什么叫做另类?
It talks about a different, unique Christian life.
我第一次听见这个另类这个字,
and talking about this uniqueness,
就是有一个陈宝华,
there's a brother or sister?
不是一个车行, 他叫另类, tune up.
It happened to be a car dealer.
那我就想到, 事实上基督徒所有处事的方式, 不是跟世界一样。
And actually the way that Christians dealing with things are different from others.
我们是另类的一般人。
We happen to be very different,
separate.
And the Bible said we are separated from this world. We happen to be a unique, selected group of people. We are not Gentiles. We happen to be a very independent and a unique group of people. And our principle to resolve or deal with things are not according to worldly rules. However, we go according to the heavenly standard.
你有没有想过亚伯拉罕?
Have you ever thought about Abraham?
神叫他把他的儿子独生的爱子以撒献给神。
And then the God asked Abraham to offer his son to him.
如果你想一想, 你是一个父亲,
I think about it, if you are a father,
你会不会觉得说这个神怎么那么奇怪?
And would you have a thought like stating that how strange is our God?
神是爱世人的人,
and he's supposed to love the world.
为什么他要叫我杀我的儿子?
Why he commands me to kill my own son?
这个是世人没有办法想象的。
That is beyond our comprehension.
但是亚伯拉罕因信就愿意遵守。
But by faith, Abraham obeyed God.
但是你却看见,
however, we see
神有一个更荣耀的计划。
There's even more glorious plan.
因为他要借着亚伯拉罕把他这个心意启示出来。
It's through the heart of Abraham he wants to reveal all these, all his heart. And
当亚伯拉罕要杀他的儿子的时候,
when Abraham was just about to kill his son,
神却在那里拦住他,
and then God stopped him.
因为神说有另外一个羔羊,
and then he said, there's another Lamb of God.
就是耶稣基督成为神的羔羊上的儿女, 儿子,
who is Jesus Christ, was slain.
被挂在十字架上,
hang on the cross,
不是以撒,
it's not Esau,
乃是他的儿子耶稣基督,
that is the person Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天活在这个地上，
for us, we're living in this world today,
我们不是照着今生的原则生活，
we don't live according to the lifetime of principles.
我们是照着神的话语，
but we are living here according to the word of God.
我们是跟随圣灵在我们里面的带领。
And we obey the Holy Spirit that within us.
所以很多别人可以做，我们不能做。
So a lot of things that other people can do, but we can't.
别人不敢做的，我们要去做。
Other people are afraid of doing that, we will.
因为我们是另类的子民。
Because we are unique.
在这里我们看见。
Here we see.
改变整个局面的。
And then there's a changing, a turning point.
乃是因着我们和主耶稣有一个深的交通。
The turning point is the deep fellowship that we have with our Lord Jesus.
我们今天可以遇见各种各样的问题。
And today we may have all the problems and issues.
就像大卫一样。
Just like what David had.
就像保罗一样。
Just like what Paul had.
但是如果凭着他们自己，他们不能够成就什么。
But just by themselves, they could not accomplish anything.
但是当他们来到神的面前，
However, when they turn to God,
头一件事情，神改变他们的生命。
The first thing God did is to change their lives.
第二件事情，神把他的心意启示出来。
And secondly, reveal his will in their hearts.
所以你就看见保罗为什么有这么多的书信。
And so we see why there are so many letters written from Paul.
每一个书信都是神给他的一个启示。
And every single letter speaks about the revelation from our God.
因为他碰见难处。
Because he has encountered the problems.
他不仅仅他的问题就是教会的问题。
Not only his own personal problems, also the church problems.
特别是你爱，所以保罗说我爱你们，只有神知道。
And then in a letter, Paul even said, I love you that to a point only God knows.
他真的爱哥林多教会。
Because he truly loves the church of Corinth.
但是呢， 给保罗最大怀疑的就是哥林多教会。
However, 最大什么？
怀疑。
The church of Corinth provides him with the most doubt.
甚至于讲最难听的也是从哥林多教会出来的。
There's a lot of bad things written out of church of Corinth.
他说他的言语处处气貌不扬。
And then they were talking about a person even don't know how to talk and look pretty bad.
如果你被人家吃了，你这个人是最世界上最 ugly 一个人，你会觉得怎么样？
And then if you're referred to be the ugliest person on the world, what would you say?
有时候你真的受不了。
And then I don't think you can bear that shame.
对，有一个姊妹。
I used to be a sister.
她的学位是一个博士的学位。
And she has this doctor degree.
但是在她儿女的面前呢。
But before her kids.
她是最不好的妈妈。
She happened to be a very bad example.
所以她每一次一想到这个，她受不了。
So whenever she thinks about this, she cannot even stand herself.
她说我是个博士哎。
And she said, I'm a doctor.
你把我小看成我是最最糟糕的一个母亲。
And then you guys see me like the worst person in the world.
今天我们还没有被羞辱到一个地步。
And today we have not been put into a shame to a point.
这个保罗真的是被羞辱啊。
To a point that what Paul has experienced.
你看说他说使徒。
And then he talked about all the disciples.
他根本没有什么权柄啊。
And he does not have any authority.
这个他一会儿是一会儿不是。
It says sometimes it's yes, another time it's no.
他这个人不可靠。
And then that person is not reliable.
在这样一个情形的里面，你受得住吗？
Were you able to sustain yourself in circumstances like that?
但是保罗却在这样一个环境的底下。
However, Paul was living in that type of environment.
能够写出哥林多前后书。
And then he wrote the book of 1 Corinthians.
他可以写罗马书。
He also wrote the book of Romans.
他可以写最高启示的以弗所书。
And he also came up with the book Ephesians with the most highest revelation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，教会的信息。
All the messages from church, brothers, sisters.
保罗所写的都是从上面启示出来的。
Is written according to the revelation he got from God.
今天我们所碰见的问题。
All the problems that we encounter today,
我们要用另外一种眼光来看。
We need to look at it from a different perspective.
每一个问题都要建造我们的生命。
And every problem should be used as a foundation to establish our life.
每一个难处都要把我们逼到主的面前。
And every single difficulty should push us to the Lord closer.
最尊贵、最荣耀的生命
，and most prestigious life，
都是从最深的对付最大的难处的环境里面产生出来的。
Is the outcome from all the deepest struggles and the hardships.
但是有一个最关键的问题。
And here this is a problem.
如果是我们独自承担。
This is the problem. If we decide to deal with it ourselves,
难处可能会更大。
And the problems will become harder and harder to deal with.
但是有一条道路。
However, there's a way.
来到主的面前。
Which is to come before our Lord.
告诉耶稣。
And tell him.
让你所有的担子、所有的忧虑卸在主面前。
Unload our burdens and the problems onto him.
主能够改变。
And he will make a great change.
他要建造我们的生命。
And he wants to establish ourselves.
他要提升我们的启示。
And he will reveal his will to us.
真的，的确，许多圣经你读不懂。
Indeed, a lot of part of the Bible we really don't understand.
因为我们没有经历。
Because we don't have the experience.
如果我们的经历到一个地步。
If our experience has elevated to a certain point.
许多圣经都会向我们开启。
And actually, all the part of the Bible will reveal itself to us.
我不知道弟兄姊妹的难处是什么。
I really don't know what are the problems deep in your heart.
我相信每一个人都有难处。
And I believe that you guys all have some problems.
如果你用另类的角度来看的时候。
But if you look at it from a different perspective.
那个难处要成为你最大的益处。
Actually, that difficulty will turn out to be your benefit.
有一个牧师。
A pastor,
他在侍奉的道路上，他觉得最难的不是侍奉事情。
On his path of serving the Lord, he found out the most difficulty is not to serve the Lord.
他说这个讲道不是太难。
And preaching sermon is not that hard.
当然，我觉得你讲道还是很困难。
Yeah, of course, I'm not saying it's not easy.
他说最难的就是。和人相交。
And he concluded that the hardest problem he has to deal with is among brothers.
很多事情都容易做。
And a lot of things are easy to be taken care of.
但是要和人有一个和好的关系真的是不容易。
However, to have this right relationship with others sometimes could be very hard.
但是不管什么样的问题带到主的面前。
But regardless, bring all the problems to our Lord Jesus.
哎，我真的很喜欢那首诗歌。
I truly like the hymn a lot.
他告诉耶稣。
I must tell Jesus.
然后呢，他说全告诉耶稣。
All to Jesus.
我不知道你有没有把你所有一切的问题都告诉，全告诉耶稣。
I'm not sure if you have told all your problems to Jesus.
所以这个牧师他就碰见有一个他们教会一个可能是长老还是执事。
And this pastor happened to meet with this another person.
就是教会的长老或者是执事。
And he happened to be the centurion,
elderly
deacon,
or deacon, 或者是 responsible brother.
Okay.
所以他们有这个问题。
And then they have these struggles between them.
这个牧师也不知道为什么。
And the pastor doesn't know what happened.
他就去看望他。
And then he happened to just to visit him.
去看望他，他就这个牧师一来，他就躲到楼上去。
So when the pastor came and this deacon would hide away to the upstairs.
他说我要去洗澡。
And then he'll find an excuse that I have to take a shower.
一洗三十分钟。
And then he took up 30 minutes to finish his shower.
就是说不愿意跟牧师相面对。
The bottom line is just not willing to face the pastor face to face.
所以他就这个牧师他也不知道问题是什么。
And this pastor didn't know what happened and what's the problem.
他就来到主的面前。
But he came before our Lord.
他说主怎么办？
And then he asked our Lord, what should we do?
他是我们教会很重要的一个弟兄。
And this brother is so important in our church.
我不能说把他 fire 掉。
I cannot fire him.
我们也没有人可以去 fire 别的弟兄姊妹。
And we cannot fire others either.
他就在主面前祷告。
So he just prayed before God.
主就说用爱。
And the Lord said, with love,
他说,
with love, you should resolve that matters. And then he asked,
他说你要找机会把你的爱显出来。
And the Lord said, find an opportunity to reveal your love to him.
就有一天,
so one day,
这个弟兄的太太出差了。
And the wife of this brother went on errand.
一个弟兄不会煮菜, 最大的问题是什么?
And you know what will happen to a brother if he doesn't know how to cook?
哇,吃饭是一个最大的问题。
No food to eat.
这个主就感动, 就对这个牧师说, 这是你的机会。
And then the Lord touched this pastor and said, this is your opportunity.
他就叫牧师娘煮一道非常好的一道菜。
And the Lord helped the pastor to prepare a delicious dish.
叫红烧肉。
It's a 红烧肉。
这个菜就端了一大盆这个红烧肉去。
It's like a simmered barbecue pork. Very delicious. And he just took that plate before him.
他说弟兄, and 他还不敢说这是他的意思。
And then he talked to this deacon and they said, oh, brother.
他说这个牧师娘帮你做很好的菜。
And then the, actually some others prepared this delicious dish for you.
Pastor's wife.
As pastor's wife.
他就因为他真的没有东西吃，所以他只好接受。
And then he just accepted because he had no things to eat.
然后这个牧师也一直为这个弟兄祷告。
And this pastor still prays for this responsible brother.
就是过两三天就送菜，过两三天就送菜。
And every two or three days he will offer up some dishes.
一直到他的太太回来。
Until his wife returns.
这个他说这个关系就越来越这个就有改进了。
And he realized that the relationship between the two are improving daily.
最后他后来这个牧师讲一句话,
and later on, this pastor spoke one thing.
他说人都是有感情的。
And he concluded that every single being has their own emotions.
虽然这个前面的关系好, 真的是非常的僵,
and even though the relationship was pretty tough in the past,
他说爱能够融化一个刚硬的心。
However, a love are able to melt a hard stone heart.
后来那个牧师说,
and later on, this pastor said,
这个弟兄称为他最大的助手。
And then this responsible brother turned out to be his helper, the very useful helper.
所以他说用爱能够得到一个人的心。
And then he said, yeah, love is, you're able to receive another person with love.
今天主耶稣怎么样对待我们?
And if we think about it, how Jesus Christ treat us today?
主耶稣是不是用审判, 公义的审判?
Does he come with a right, righteous judgment?
好叫我们说, 哦, 主耶稣, 我, 因为你是公义, 所以我跟随你。
So that force us to follow him because he's righteous.
就是神的公义, 我们也不会接受。
All the provisions from God that we may not accept.
但是神的爱感动我们的心。
However, God's love touches us.
我们都伏在他的面前说，因着你的大爱。
So we come and bow before him and say, because that he loves.
你就不肯放我的爱。
This is an inescapable love.
你这一个不能够抗拒的爱。
It's an unrefusable love.
我愿意把我的一生交在你的手中。
I am willing to offer my life to you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
没有一个难处主不能够解决。
There's no difficulties that God will not be able to deal with.
就像
Just like
约翰福音第二章,
just like what chapter 2 of John says,
酒用尽了,
we have used up all the wine.
这个尽说到这一个有限,
and then this used up or this complete deterioration.
我们每一个人都是有限的,
talks about we are so limited.
你没有办法越过一个限度,
and there is a certain point that you're not able to overcome.
你的能力有限,
You have your limited strength.
你的智慧也有限,
and you have limited wisdom as well.
你的爱心也有限,
and your love, your care for others is also
我们常常说, 忍耐是有限度的,
and a lot of times we say our patience is up to certain limit.
但是在这有一个最宝贵的,
but here it talks about very most precious thing.
耶稣的母亲玛利亚,
the mother of Jesus, Mary,
就来到主的面前,
and came before Jesus.
她说他们没有酒了,
and he said, they had no more wine.
就这么一句话,
And just a single sentence.
告诉耶稣。
Told Jesus.
全告诉耶稣。
And she
had 不管什么样的事都告诉耶稣。
Regardless what happened, all tell Jesus.
大事小事都告诉耶稣。
Great matters, small matters, all tell Jesus.
上个礼拜有一个姊妹就给我做见证。
And last Sunday, we had a sister giving testimony.
在 Cover City 讲另外一篇也是叫做告诉耶稣。
And then we had another sermon, and also with the same theme, must tell Jesus.
这个他就一直想到说要告诉耶稣，大事小事都要告诉耶稣。
And she was saying the same thing, that every single matter, whether it's big or small, all tell Jesus.
因为他信主才几个月。
She has only believed in Christ for a
couple months. 他就很单纯就接受这些话。
But she has a simple faith that to accept all these words.
这个他说他去买四瓶这个药品啊。
And then she said she was going out to buy the medicine?
Yes.
Okay.
这个他说他那个盖子他说怎么开也开不动。
All the pill bottles it's pretty hard to open it up.
我不知道你们有没有这样的经验呢。
I'm not sure if you experienced the same thing.
很多那个必须要按下去再转，如果你不按下去它怎么转都转不开的。
Yeah, those pill bottles, you just have to press it down first before you open it.
对他来讲真的是很难啊。
But for her, you know, she didn't know how to do that.
因为她是患癌症的一个姊妹。
Because she contract this disease called cancer.
她说她不知道怎么开啊。
And he didn't know how to open this bottle.
她就想到那个信息，她说大事小事都告诉耶稣。
And then she just remembered this message, whether the matter is big or small, all come to Jesus.
她说主耶稣，你这个药品我盖不起来，它盖不起来。
And then she just prayed to Jesus, said, I couldn't open this bottle.
他说这个刚刚上一次牧师说大事小事都要告诉你，我现在告诉你。
And the pastor just told me that I should report you everything, so I'm here to do it.
他说他不知道怎么办，这不知道怎么回事，一下子就开了。
And then all of a sudden that a bottle just popped open.
对，他马上就告诉我他这奇妙的经历啊。
And then she just came up to me and gave a testimony.
他说本来四瓶都打不开的。
And then she was talking about she wasn't able to open either one of the four.
她说很奇妙，第一个打开以后，二三四全部都可以开了。
And then since then, you know, just bottles opens up one after another.
可能我还要告诉她要怎么开。
Maybe we still need to tell her like how to open up the bottles.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and
sisters, 在这里重点不是开这个罐子。
The focus here is not to open up bottles.
重点乃是告诉耶稣。
The focus here is to tell Jesus.
今天你可能有重担。
You may have burdens today.
可能你有问题。
You may have problems.
可能你有忧虑。
And sorrows.
什么样的问题你都可以告诉耶稣。
Regardless what it is.
真的很多时候。
You can come to Jesus.
你只要告诉耶稣。
Regardless wherever you are, whatever you
do. 可能那个问题还是一样。
Maybe the problem still remains.
但是在你里面有一个奇妙的改变。
But there is a great change within you.
你里面会有一个安息。
You have this peace within you.
告诉耶稣。
Yeah, must tell Jesus.
在五千人的这个广场的里面。
And in this open field with 5,000 plus people.
这么多人需要吃饭。
And there's just a great demand for food.
在这里安德烈。
And right here, Andrew.
他对说在这里有一个五饼而已。
And right here, we have 5 loaves and 2 fish.
他说我要交给你。
And then Andrew said, you know, I have all offered these up to you.
我把这些都交给你，这些问题也交给你。
And I want to offer these food and also my problems to you.
有时候主耶稣他明明知道要怎么做。
And sometimes Jesus knows what he has intention to do.
但是呢，主还是要问我们。
But the Lord will still come back and ask us.
主常常说你给他们吃。
And then the Lord said, yeah, just bring it to them. Have
meat. 这个我印象太深了。
And Yeah, it rings the bell in me.
这个传道人最大的痛苦是什么？
What is the greatest trouble for a pastor?
就是你预备不出信息来。
That is, you cannot prepare a message.
时间一天一天过去。
You know, day goes by.
你弟兄姊妹，我不是说一直到礼拜六我才预备信息啊。
And then we can't say that not until Saturday I will be able to come up with the message.
这个讲完道就开始预备下一个礼拜要怎么讲。
Okay, so right after this Sunday's message, I got to start preparing for the next one.
有时候那个信息不来就是不来。
And a lot of time just no ideas and no themes come through her mind.
甚至很多时候做梦也在寻求主。
A lot of times in my dreams, I even seek for those ideas.
有几次主真的是在梦中启示给我。
And many times, yeah, the Lord does review some topics and the themes in my dreams.
真的你预备不出来就是预备不出来。
And you know, you just cannot have the personal strength to come up with all the topics.
不是你去把这个圣经读一读，然后去查一查，参考书去给讲得出来的。
So regardless how many resources you read or how much Bible you read,
但是主给我们一条道路来到他的面前。
However, this is a way prepared by our Lord for us to come before Him.
耶稣是取之不尽、用之不竭的源头。
And He is this unlimited and useful, unlimited and undryable resource.
我就想到我以前当兵的时候。
And then I often think about the past time that I was in the military.
我在一个山上在那里服役。
And I was serving my duty on top of a mountain.
那个山上也没有灯，也没有水。
We had no water or no light.
我们只有一个地方呢，就是那个山下有一个泉水。
And there's only a place that is a spring.
主真的是借着这一个启示我。
Just through this little spring that
God reveals. 我们那个时候500多个士官兵在那里。
And back then we had plus captains, all the soldiers, up to 500 people.
我们的饮水是从这个泉源来的。
Our water was all drawn from this spring.
我们洗澡，我们所用水，一切的使用都是从这个泉水来的。
And for all the usage of water is all from this source.
因为它是泉水。
Because it's a water spring.
这个泉水就是永远用不完的。
And the water spring has this character that will never be used up.
如果是有一天这个泉水如果会干的话，就不叫泉水。
If this spring, water spring that dries up one day, it does not deserve this term.
主耶稣的救恩就是一个最大的泉源。
And this, the salvation of Jesus Christ happened to be this unstopping flow of water.
耶稣的宝血叫什么？
What is his precious blood called? It's called the blood of spring. Do we call that?
你有没有发现我们已经到2007年了？
Have you noticed that we are already in the year of 2007?
这个血全干了。
And what about this always flowing blood?
这个下一个世纪没有血全可以用了。
And does it mean like we don't have any salvations?
不管有多少的罪人。
Regardless how many sinners are out there.
来到之前都可以得到赦免。
For those who come before him will be forgiven.
就像那个泉水一样。
Just like that living spring of water.
500个人可以供应得了。
Is it sufficient for 500 people?
就是5000个人仍然还是够用。
And it will still be enough for even more greater number of
people. 耶稣的救恩就是如此。
And Jesus' salvation is the same.
耶稣的恩典就是血泉，就是泉源。
And then his salvation is just like living water spring.
历世历代多少圣徒。
And throughout so many generations,
都是来到这位耶稣的面前。
All the saints came to the same Jesus Christ.
血泉从来没有干过。
And this living water spring never dries up.
这个救恩从来没有说已经够了，已经下面人不能再领受了。
And this salvation will never pass us by.
耶稣的救恩永远是在那丰富的。
And Jesus Christ saves us and saves us abundantly.
我们的主是一个祝福的神。
And our God is our Lord saves.
我们要把我们一切的需要告诉他。
And we need to offer all our needs to him.
所以保罗他能够说，我什么时候软弱，我什么时候就刚强。
So even Paul said, when I am weak, I am strong.
所以他说，我以我的领辱，我的羞辱，我的软弱为可喜乐的。
And then he said, I find my joy in my tribulations, in my insults,in my persecutions and in my hardships.
这个不是保罗读旧约圣经读出来的。
It's not the ideas that he draw out of an Old Testament.
乃是从他的经历里面产生出来的。
But instead it's through his experience.
所以他能说似乎是要死。似乎是要死。
And maybe the idea is it's about to die.
但是又活了。
But however, it stays alive.
好像是一无所有。
It seems like you have nothing here.
却是样样都有。
But you have everything.
他不管碰见什么难处,
regardless of what kind of difficulties,
甚至有一根刺将在他的身上,
even though there's a thorn in his flesh,
甚至软弱到一个地步, 他已经没有办法站立得住了。
And he's weakened to a point that he cannot even stand.
但是呢，主又叫他站起来。
The God will give him the strength to stand up again.
我相信大家都记得你读使徒行传的时候,
and I believe you also, when you read the book of Acts,
他能够讲说似乎是要死, 但是又是活着的。
Yeah, it seems about to be dying, however, it turns out to be alive.
因为保罗有一天被人家用石头丢死。
Because Paul was stoned one day.
我相信上一次那个任弟兄他就讲到他受逼迫他被下在监里面那个痛苦。
Okay, just like what the brother Yan talked about while he was persecuted in the prison.
哦，他说全身都被打，甚至打到一个被打昏了。
And he was bitten and tortured to a point that he just faints.
这个他说睡觉，不管是哪一个位置都是痛的。
Even you can't fall asleep because every single part of your body hurts as you turn.
保罗也是被石头丢死。
And then Paul was also stoned to death.
你不要说一个石头啊。
Don't even think about one stone.
有时候好像是不小心碰了一个东西，我们就有一个包包。
You may bump into something even softer, you still leave marks.
哇，我们一碰见就痛了。
And it still hurts.
是许多的石头丢啊，丢丢丢，把保罗都把要丢死了。
And a lot of stones were thrown to Paul.
所以人看他说啊，这个已经死了，就丢在这个营外。And
then he said, "Oh, confirmed his death, so toss him out."
这个弟兄姊妹围绕着他看一看，哎，后来又活了。And
then all the brothers and sisters surrounded and stood by saw that he was dying.
所以保罗经历什么叫做软弱。So
Paul had experienced what is the weakness is.
但是却是从软弱里面经历到刚强。
Out of weakness, he also experienced the strength.
今天主要带领我们进入这个蒙福的道路。
And our Lord today will guide us into this path.
所有一切的问题，所有一切的困难。
All the problems and difficulties.
我们要用另外一个眼睛来看。
We need to look at them from a different perspective.
每一个环境,
every single circumstances.
都要叫我们成为最大的益处。
Will become our benefit in the
但是有一个条件，你必须来到主的面前。However,
there is a condition here.
当你遇见难处，你问主说为什么。And
then you want to come to the Lord and ask why.
主一定会启示我们。And
Lord will personally come and reveal the answer.
如果我们不来到主的面前，if
we don't come before Him,
就像诗歌说，我不能独自担当了。And
just like the hymn said, we will not be able to bear them ourselves.
我常常用一个例子。 我不知道在这里有没有讲过一个很简单的例子。
I often use this example here.
这有一个老太太，我说最近怎么样？
Is an elderly sister, and then I asked her how's been everything going.
哎，她说重担太多。And
then she replied, "Has so many burdens."
晚上都睡不着觉。I
couldn't fall asleep at night.
我说你有没有祷告耶稣啊？
And I asked her, "Did you pray?"
他说想到就祷告，没想到就没祷告。And
she replied, "Whenever I thought about it, yeah, I do."
我就问他说，我说你可以扛多少重的东西呀？And
I asked her, "How much burdens can you bear?"
他说20公斤。And
he said about 20 kilograms.
如果是再加到30公斤呢？If
you add more to 30 kilograms,
他说我就被压倒了。
I will be pressed down to the ground.
如果再给你加到100公斤呢?
If I add another 100 kilograms,
连起都起不来。
I'll not be able to stand up again.
今天很多人都是这样。
So a lot of times, we are like that.
说你最多可以扛20公斤,对不对?
And yeah, your maximum capacity is 20 kilograms.
现在有30公斤又加上来。
However, we want to add additional 30 kilograms.
50公斤你就受不了了。
So 50 kilograms were hard enough for you to bear.
如果有一个壮汉,
what about this very strong and healthy?
他就说奶奶,
And he asked this, his grandma, I said, Grandma,
哎呀，你扛不住，你这个太重了。
I know this is too heavy for you.
我帮你扛一半。
Okay, let me share half of your load.
一半还是太重。
Maybe even half of that is still too heavy for you.
三分之二帮你扛。
I'll take two third.
或者说我全部帮你扛。
I'll take all of your load.
我说如果是这个壮汉帮你提五十公斤，你会怎么样？
If this strong man willing to take all your load, what would you think?
他说我就非常轻省了。
And of course it will be so light.
我说这今天有一个壮汉就是耶稣啊。
And this strong man or here today we're talking about is Jesus Christ.
耶稣要把我们所有的重担都要担扛起来。
And then Christ Jesus wants to bear all our burdens.
我们就可以欢喜快乐。
So that we can be joyful and happy.
当将一切的忧虑卸给神。
So we shall unload all our worries and burdens onto Jesus Christ.
因为主顾念我们。
Because he cares us.
所以保罗说常常喜乐。
So Paul said rejoice often.
你我再说你要靠主常常喜乐。
And rejoice with the Lord.
他说应当一无挂虑。
And has no sorrow.
只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
So through all the prayers, they ask what you want and what you need.
神要把出人意外的平安赐给我们。
And the Lord, the God will bestow the peace and this joy unto us.
所以今天，主给我们这一条最蒙福的道路。
And today that the Lord has prepared this most blessing way.
我们可以把我们的忧虑
so we can
把我们的重担
give our sorrows
把我们的困难把我们的缺乏
and the lack of the supplies and weaknesses
把我们的软弱把我们的试探都交在主的手中
our tribulations all onto his hand.
主耶稣要把我们所有的重担都担当起来
Lord Jesus wants to bear all our loads.
我们可以在主面前喜乐。
So that we can be very joyful with him.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves.
他愿意担当我们一切的重担。
And he is willing to bear all our burdens.
所以主耶稣已经应许我们说。
So the Lord once promised to us.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
For those who have burdens and
我就使你们得安息。
And come and then I will give you repose.
我们是基督徒。
We are Christians.
我们是独特的子民。
We are a unique group of people.
是我们是另类的一般人。
We are so unique that, yeah.
今天主耶稣要帮助我们。
But one day Christ wants to come and help us.
愿主帮助我们天天来经历他的救恩。
And then we ask the Lord will help us to experience his life and word daily.
他能够使无变有。
And he will turn nothing to being.
他能够使少变成多
is able to turn few to more.
他可以叫软弱变成刚强
and he will make us strong out of weakness.
这是我们每一个人可以享受的特权
and that is our right.
求主帮助我们
May the Lord bless us.
我们感谢主让我们有